USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A long-awaited watchdog report from the Justice Department's Inspector General on the origins of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe found no evidence of political bias despite performance failures. The report released on Monday found 17 significant errors or omissions in surveillance applications for Trump campaign aide Carter Page, but no intentional misconduct. President Trump reacts to the release of the report.
Incredible. Far worse than I would have ever thought possible. And it's an embarrassment to our country. It's dishonest. It's everything that a lot of people thought it would be, except far worse.
Stocks are closing lower on renewed trade jitters with less than a week to go before new tariffs kick into effect on Chinese goods. The Dow lost 105 points to close at 27909. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for quite some time how MyPillow has given me the best sleep I've ever had with my MyPillow Deluxe Pillow. Well, now, through the Radio Listener Special, there's a lot of things you can say through the MyPillow Radio Listener Special, but the best deal now is a buy one, get one free offer on the Deluxe MyPillow Premium Pillows. Pick up a MyPillow right now and yourself and a loved one. Best way to do it. And guess what? We've talked about the 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, but orders placed between October 15th and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 for the buy one, get one free special. Two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one with that extended warranty. Do it now.
A volcano erupts in New Zealand and many are unaccounted for, including tourists. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
At least five people have been killed and people are also missing after a volcano erupts on an island off the coast of New Zealand hours ago. Here's a police spokesman who says,
at this stage, it is too dangerous for police and rescue services to go to the island. However, we continue to assess the conditions which would allow us to go onto the island.
He says the death toll and missing numbers likely to rise once authorities can access the island. The owner of a Southern California wildlife preserve is recovering after two of her tigers attacked her. Reports are that Patty Perry had to be rescued by bystanders when two tigers jumped on her during a fundraising event. She suffered cuts and bruises and some other injuries, but she's expected to survive.
And border apprehensions at the southern border have declined for the sixth straight month. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, a protester launched into a demonstration minutes into the House Judiciary Committee's impeachment hearings, accusing the panel's chairman, Chairman Jerry Nadler, of committing treason.
Please, opening arguments from counsels for the majority and the minority of this committee. Order in the room. Order in the room. Order in the committee room.
Iran releases a U.S. citizen in a prisoner swap. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Iran's foreign minister has confirmed that his country freed Zhu Weng in Switzerland in exchange for the release of an Iranian scientist who was being held in the United States. Weng was doing research in Iran as a Princeton graduate student when he was arrested there in August 2016. Iranian authorities accused him of gathering top-secret intelligence for the U.S. and sentenced him to 10 years in prison. A senior U.S. official says Washington is hopeful this will lead to the freeing of other Americans held in Iran. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.